Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for June 20th, 2026. I'm very grateful that you could be with me. I have some interesting questions coming up. And one of the first ones is going to be today with the question that I have. I'm always so grateful for the insight that some people have to ask questions that might not only help them, but help other people. That's a very big thing. So this one comes from Kelly. Kelly does not tell me where she lives. She says, how do I become more gracious? That's an interesting question. I don't think anybody, Kelly, has ever asked me that question. How to become more gracious? Now, it depends on what you call gracious, but to me, it is the ability to be graceful in anything and everything we do. And to do that, you have to have character. And character is beyond the mental, moral thing that most people have. It's a quality of an individual who is found somehow within their life a higher purpose than their survival. They're not looking to survive. They're not looking to get what they want. They're not looking for silly things like trying to be first and better than others. A gracious person is one who is able to understand the situation they're in this world. This is a tough place to live. In this world, there will always be wars and rumors of wars. In this world, there will be difficult people that we all have to deal with. In this world, there is always going to be strife and poverty and all sorts of things that none of us really want to face. And so rather than being ugly about it all and saying, well, that doesn't pertain to me, we begin to realize if we become gracious, our generosity. Graciousness is generosity to me. Now you're asking me what it means to be gracious, but there you are. For me, it means to be extremely generous, kind, forgiving, to have mercy. And to do this, you have to find ways to circumvent the ego by stepping away from it. If you step away from your ego, if you are willing to step away from your ego, then you will find graciousness. And this graciousness will come in many, many different forms. It will call upon us all to be kind to those who have not been kind to us, not to be petty in our thinking about how we get even with people who maybe were not gracious with us. It is to remain in the ultimate solitude of the heart instead of the pettiness of my emotions. Emotions have nothing to do with love. They have to do with the ego. The human heart is nothing more than the platitude and longitude of my ego. And as long as I want to be egotistical, to live in the egotism of the Gregory Edward, then there is going to be problems. There is going to be definite problems. So when I'm starting to live my life from the solitude of the heart, the soul, that is when things begin to change. And if I allow them to change, if I let love live me, then I am no longer in control of my emotions. I have transcended them. You can't control your emotions. All you can do is control them in accord with emotion. So to withhold emotions that are, so to speak, unkind or what people would call negative, you have to use other emotions. And you're still using emotions. It's it's like having sex for the sake of virginity. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You have to see the bigger picture of your emotionality. And if you don't see it, then it will, well, evidently manifest in us in all sorts of ways that are not something that we are conscious about. We miss our life. We miss the whole thing because we're not gracious people. What does it mean for me to be gracious? It means don't say the things that you could say to hurt another people, to hurt any of the other people in your life that have maybe said things unkind to you or are snubbing you or are, in your opinion, disrespecting you. You don't do that. That's the first thing you got to understand. Nobody needs my repartee of ego from my human heart. There are a lot of things that people will say and do that are demeaning. This is the world we live in. This is just the way it is. So if you're not careful, this will become something that you resent for the rest of your life. People will say things and do things and maybe apply things to you that you didn't do, and maybe apply things that you did do and helps you realize you weren't as perfect as you'd like to think you were. And with all that being said, there is the chance to say something nasty, something unkind. So please understand something. To bypass that for the sake of understanding that it is not a gracious thing to do, it is not a kind thing to do, it is not something in the realm of goodness to do. Once you really understand that, that's when the presence of a great love will live within you. And you'll start to see things in the light of a great love. You will find that, you know, it just didn't need any more comment than it got. Whatever it is that insulted you or whatever it is that, is present in your life and you have to deal with it just seems unseemly. So it's a matter of putting love first, real love, not Gregory Penn love, no, not Carrie love, none of that. You put love first. And if you haven't discovered love, then you have nothing to put first, do you? And that's the problem. You have to put love first. You have to practice love. Love is not some emotion that you and I play with when we feel like it or feel when we want to feel it. It doesn't work like that. Love is the presence of goodness in you, in me. And when you are willing to live in that presence beyond the confines of your beliefs, that is when something very, very special begins to happen. You find that presence, and then all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, this immense beauty starts to pour out. Now, you may not see it in other people. They may not see it in you. But this is why Jesus and all the great masters talk about forgiveness. Forgive them, for they know not what they do, Carrie. You've got to understand that. People just fly off the cuff. They have huge emotions, unresolved things that go on within them, and they don't really understand what they're doing. So if you can let love live you, and no longer put vengeance and pride ahead of graciousness and kindness, you will have a chance to do something actually that's miraculous in your life. You can, with this graciousness, change the water into wine. That's up to you, but it is worth the effort, believe me, and anybody can do it if they're willing. You have to be willing, though. And that's the rub. I hope that helped you, Kelly. Thank you for your beautiful question, one that no one has ever asked me before. And I bow to you. And I bow to my listeners. We'll be back in the air tomorrow. Please forgive me. Namaste.